This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The FDA going after soy protein, and the National Milk Producers Federation supports that. Joining us, National Milk's Chris Galen. So, Chris, what's the latest with the FDA and these so-called health claims from soy protein?
The Food and Drug Administration is rethinking a health claim that it allowed back in 1999, which said that the consumption of soy protein has heart-healthy benefits and, in fact, was linked to a reduced risk of coronary heart disease. But what's happened, Bill, is that now, about 10 years ago, the FDA, after looking at new research, said, well, maybe we shouldn't allow that health claim because the research doesn't really demonstrate that any longer. So earlier this week, the National Milk Producers filed comments with FDA, which is accepting comments from a variety of interested parties, and we said that, yes, it's time to revoke this health claim that links soy protein with a reduced risk of coronary heart disease. And the other thing we said is, oh, by the way, FDA, while you're at it, why don't you stop products labeled as soy milk and other plant-based milks from being able to continue to use dairy terminology on their labels?
So over the last decade, the FDA has reevaluated the science behind this soy protein health claim. But during that time, some of these soy food manufacturers have really capitalized on that, huh?
Well, what happens is that the health claims around science must evolve and aren't necessarily carved in stone, and they have to be periodically reviewed by regulators in light of the evolving nutrition science. And that's certainly true here of the soy protein claim that has allowed for the past 20 years these imitation dairy makers using soy, insisting that soy's health benefits, particularly related to heart health, make it a healthy alternative to cow's milk. And that health claim, at least regarding the heart health, is without significant scientific support. And also, beyond that issue, Bill, there's just the whole matter of the FDA has for a long time defined milk and other products as the product of dairy animals, and therefore, regardless of the health claims, soy products along with almonds and nuts and beans and other things should not be able to use the term milk.
Yes, very important in this day and age when consumers want to know where their food is coming from. They're looking at all the labels and doing their homework.
The most important label claim is what the name of the product is on the label itself, the name of that food. And that also contains or conveys a certain amount of nutrition information. And that's why, as we have been pushing extra hard here in the last year or two, for FDA to curtail the use of terms like milk and cheese and yogurt on these plant-based imitators, these other plant-based imitators have fought back. And the issue is simply that they know how important the heart healthy and the whole health halo is of real milk. And that's why they want to continue using the term milk, even though, of course, you don't got milk if it's coming from a plant.
That's Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And now let's focus on the latest milk production report. Here's Lee Milkey with FC Stone's Dave Krasowski.
Dave, U.S. milk production in February was above its year-ago total for the 50th consecutive month, up 1.8% from February 2017. Most analysts viewed this report as bearish. Are you one of them?
Well, yeah, we called it bearish out of the gate, you know, from the knee-jerk reaction from the number because it came in higher than we expected. And I think we were on the high end. FC Stone was on the high end of expectations with up 1.6. So, yeah, the number versus our expectations was bearish, but the behavior of the market is what you really want to watch. So it's less about how the market reacts in that knee-jerk moment, but more about how the market kind of trades the day after and where it goes from there. So in this case, the futures market really kind of actually firmed even in the face of a bearish report. And if the market doesn't go down on bearish news, you have to question how bearish the market really is.
So you think it was priced in already? They expected this? Weather was contributing factor, I would assume?
Yeah, I think so. If you look out on the East Coast, of course, that was definitely the case. You had almost a 2.5% loss in New York, and Vermont was down, and Florida was down. It certainly dealt with some rough weather in February. The Midwest, not as strong as we had thought either. The West Coast continues to shine, and I think that's an early flush situation that we're looking at there. I wonder how long that will last. But ultimately, the milk production report shows, you know, solid gains in milk production, but nothing that's going to really hold the market down at this moment as we shift into what appears to be decent demand here in March.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.